The terrible curse of the mitochondria. Mm-hmm. One of the saddest things is for an adult to realize that they have been betrayed by school. The key to that realization is reciting that one line from biology class. Mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. It is such a bizarre and disconnected thing to know that most parents will immediately realize that they have been cheated out of real education. They justify sending you to school by thinking you will become more social. But in reality, most parents just appreciate having a free babysitter. When your parents deny any of this, you just ask them, "Why are you sending me to a place that is so stressful that a lot of the students start drinking alcohol and begin trying out drugs, and others downright fracture into bullying?" Honestly, I don't know if adults can snap out of it. I think they will always deny all of it. But I know, and you know, one thing for sure. Getting a real and profound education is infinitely more important than anything else in life. A lot of smart people lose their mind right here and say that real education is one that gets you a job, like trade school. But that is also wrong. Real education is all-encompassing. And in fact, there are tens of thousands of topics that schools heartbreakingly leave out. And in a real school, the topics are never as narrow as chemistry or physics. In a real school, you start and continue moving along the things that touch your heart. There is never a classroom, as students are constantly branching out towards what calls to them. One fun way to begin a school year is to go panning for gold. Comprehend how to purify it, which would be an introduction to chemistry, or understand that there is no process on earth that can create gold. The gold dust that we can pan out of a river comes from the previous sun. It was a giant that forged heavy metals at its core and then exploded, sending its heart out into space as dust. When two bits of dust bump into each other, they increase their gravitational attraction and begin pulling other bits of dust, creating a tiny pebble and a rock and a bigger one still. And if there is enough dust, then gravity will fuse atoms at the center, creating a nuclear reactor known as a star, like our own sun. That is physics, nuclear fusion, orbital dynamics, astrophysics. And once you consider that universe has at least one intelligent species, astrobiology as well. You see, real education helps you stitch everything together, whatever it is that you are interested in. Fake education just has you repeating that mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. In fact, mitochondria has its own genetic code. Each of our cells has a kind of a little creature working hard to power them. It is a very interesting topic. There is fascinating stuff here, but fake education only aims to trick you into memorization and will cut out all the interesting stuff in hopes of turning you into a semi-reliable grade-making machine that will earn your school funding and keep those paychecks coming. I can't imagine anybody tolerating this, but people do. They move along as not to damage their GPA, which they are told has great effect on the rest of their life. GPA is, as you can imagine, fake. Your grades are fake. They are made average for schools to keep under the radar. Not only is your teacher not qualified to measure your intellect in any way, but your intelligence is actually infinite. Listen, if you can easily learn to navigate countless cities, you can easily navigate countless concepts when they are presented correctly. You've already shown extreme intelligence by learning to speak, write, rhyme, and by navigating complex abstract concepts that you are curious about. For a teacher to come in and give you anything less than an A is to insult you and cause harm to your self-image. The entire high school experience can just be rolled into a single, large, interesting, narrated book, one that is integrated and read by a lovely narrator for a change. And no, college is not much better than that. It's still high school, except your expectations are much higher, and thus your disappointment much greater. I know you don't have to be told that you need real education, but let me just say what you know today completely, completely influences all your private and sacred decisions, and thus your entire future. And let me add that schools did betray you. You must begin your self-education immediately and without delay. One of the things that may not yet be clear is that we must each grow up and all the way up until with wisdom and knowledge we begin moving towards greatness. In short, you are meant to become a great being. You need to get rid of the stress that surrounds you, possibly by going hiking or camping. You will need serenity. You may need to fight for it. And then, begin listening to all the non-fiction and narrated books, especially the ones loved by all the world's clear-thinking intellectuals. Those books are your intellectual inheritance, and if you don't read them, the world will continue standing still. Lastly, there is one more thing you need to be aware of. As you learn in serenity from books written by great beings, the culture of greatness that is contained between the lines will copy onto you and greatly accelerate your growing up. May you begin your life where the great beings left off.